Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And let's begin in verse number 11. When Paul said, I've received this of the Lord. Okay, Paul, when did you... Because remember, Jesus ascended into heaven way before Paul was saved on the road to Damascus. So Jesus in heaven. Well, Paul, when did the Lord teach you these things? When did you receive them, the Lord? Well, we get a glimpse of it here in Galatians chapter number 1, beginning verse number 11. But I certify you, brother. Oh, I've got to move on. That word certify is a strong word, man. It's like, remember that. You, I won't say old ladies, but I'm going to say, you old ladies, remember that good housekeeping seal of approval? Our young ladies have no idea what that's talking about. Florence, you know what I'm talking about. That, like that good health certified, that good house seal of approval. Okay, y'all know what I'm talking about? It's even better than that, but you know, I got a scattered brain, and that's what came into my mind about certified. He certified this. Brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man, didn't come after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let's continue. For you've heard of my conversation in time past, the word conversation, my life, my lifestyle, in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. He was Saul of Tarsus during that time. His whole goal in life was to destroy the Church of Christ, Church at Jerusalem, to persecute Christians. No, that's what he said. I lived my life for that and to destroy it. That was before he met Christ, and he's mentioned that. Verse number 14, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation. Not only did he rise in the ranks of what we'd say of authority, that word profit also meant he profited monetarily. He was doing pretty well with this, okay? Being more exceeding zealous of the traditions of my father. Talking about when he was a Jew and he was persecuting the church. Verse number 15, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, man, I got to move on though, to reveal in me his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. When he was saved on the road to Damascus, remember on that road, and Ananias and all came and baptized him, he's blind. Remember that story there. Okay. He said, I did not go to see the apostles. Here's what happened. Neither went I up to Jerusalem after he was saved, after he was baptized, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. This is a desert area. And then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter. So there's a time frame here. After he was saved, after he was baptized, he went away into the desert, into the Arabia, and then spent some time in Damascus for 3 years. And then he went to Jerusalem to see Peter, to see the apostles. I propose to you that during these 3 years that Jesus sat and taught the Apostle Paul, by Paul's words, by revelation. Literally, I take it literally, sitting at the feet of Jesus. One day, we're all going to sit at the feet of Jesus. And he's going to teach us. Remember when we went through the study of the book of Revelation, how Jesus will be ruling and reigning in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Now, a lot of people don't believe that. But I just believe what the Bible says. For 1,000 years, he's going to rule and reign. And the Bible says that we are going to go to Jerusalem, and where Jesus is going to teach us. And I can't get over the fact, you talking about a Sunday school lesson, how the Word will be teaching the Word. So the same way that Jesus, by revelation, taught the Apostle Paul, I believe it, and Scripture bears this out in many verses, where we're going to go to Jerusalem. He's going to teach us. That's what Jesus did with the Apostle Paul. Matter of fact, during Paul's writings, you won't find any church doctrine. Now listen very close. In the Gospels, you won't find church doctrine. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, even Acts, You find no church doctrine. You find about the life of Christ and some wonderful, the miracles and the crucifixion and the resurrection. Praise the Lord. We need that. But church doctrine is not found until you get to the book of Romans. And then from Romans till Paul finished Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st, 2nd, Galatians. What's the last one he wrote? Help me out. I got to do my Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Peter, Rome. Titus and Philemon, Hebrews. Hebrews was the last one. Okay, I knew I'd get to it eventually. So from Romans to Hebrews, that's where you find church doctrine. Where did he get that? He got that from Jesus Christ himself. It's so important that I got to move on. But I just want you, just in these first few words, there's so much information when he says, "For I have received of the Lord, which I have also delivered to you." Literally, the Lord taught me this, and I've taught this now to you. Now, here's what he said. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. I have a note here about the same night in which he was betrayed. Although Jesus didn't die because of the betrayal, stay with me. Jesus didn't die because of the betrayal. Matter of fact, Jesus Christ didn't die because of the trials, the kangaroo courts. He didn't die because of the crucifixion. He freely gave his life. He had, by necessity, he had to shed his blood. The purpose of the crucifixion. Matter of fact, let me go back a little bit. That's why a few times you read about where the Pharisees wanted to stone him or throw him off the cliff. Remember that? A couple times he kind of went through their midst, the middle of them, and where'd he go? You know, they were going to kill him then. It wasn't the time. He had to shed his blood on Calvary. So anyway, I'm just saying crucifixion didn't kill him. He's God, very God. You get the point? He said, "It's finished. Into thy hands I commend my spirit." He freely gave his life. So when it talks about the betrayal, from the betrayal, he didn't die because of the betrayal. Rather, it began a series of events which led to Christ's suffering and his crucifixion. It began there. Then he said, he took bread. The night before the crucifixion, Jesus ate with his disciples the Passover supper. And I'll read it. Let me just read it. Turn me to Matthew chapter number 26. I had a couple of passages I want to read, but time, I see, is already going to get away from me. In verse 17. Okay. Matthew 26, 17. Now the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and said unto him, "Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?" So get the picture. They're going to observe the Passover. And they used unleavened bread. And we're going to get to that in just a minute. It wasn't leavened bread. It was unleavened bread. And by the way, you know that unleavened is a picture of sinlessness. Okay, leaven is a picture of sin. But anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. And you see the instruction about going into the city and tell that fella we need a room, and you know the rest of the story. Okay, look in verse number 21. As they did eat, but go verse number 20. Now when evening was come, he sat down with the 12. With the 12. And as they did eat, the Passover, not the Lord's Supper, the Passover. Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me."
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.